Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, it's another edition of Tell Al. What does that mean? It means we have one of our Lifestyles Unlimited members come onto the show with me, and we get the opportunity to learn from them. We get to understand what it was that caused them to make a change in their life from doing what it was they were doing to what they're doing now. And the one thing that they all seem to have in common is that they all became members of Lifestyles Unlimited. They all went through our educational program. They all became degreed, if you will, in the ability to buy residential income producing assets and to grow those assets and to expand their portfolios on their way to retirement. Now, many have achieved retirement, and once they get to that point of retirement, they don't just stop right there. They continue on because now the new goal is achieving a lifestyle, achieving that thing that you've always wanted. Even though you may have spent many years in industry, even though you may have spent many years in education, there's a lot of places you could have spent many years in. But at one point, we get to a point in our life where we say, you know what? It's not doing for me what I'm trying to achieve. I've gone through a big portion of my life, and I don't feel like I've gotten any farther along. I'm not closer to retirement. I'm not closer to the things that I desire, the things that I dream about, the things that I wanted back before I started this long journey. And real estate becomes the catalyst to create that change. Now, not everybody goes into it willy-nilly. Okay. Well, that's not even the right term. Not everybody goes into it with a, you know what, I'm just going to go in there. I'm going to take action and get it done. Some people get dragged along. You know, my wife is one of them. When I told her about Lifestyles Unlimited, you know what she told me? And she said I was nuts. She said, really? Are you into something that, what are you doing now? Are you going to be spending our hard-earned money? Why don't you stay focused on doing the things that you're doing successfully? And I said, well, honey, it's because I'm not getting us to where I want to get us to. And she says, okay, you know what? You go ahead, you do your thing. I'm going to stay on the skeptic side of thing. You go ahead and prove me wrong. Well, I did. But that wasn't without a lot of effort on my part. You see, it was a gauntlet that was laid down for me. It was the opportunity for me to achieve something that I had never achieved before, to get me on a path to retirement, to get me on a path where I retired myself, and more importantly, now I'm living and working towards the lifestyle. And I'll tell you what, it is a completely different path than I was on for many, many years of my life. So on today's show, what I have done is I have reached out to somebody that I think is even more skeptical than my wife was when I became a member. My guest today, her husband joined Lifestyles Unlimited and basically went to the two-day financial freedom seminar. And along the way, he got the bug. He started seeing the possibilities that were available. And you know what he did? He called up my guest and he said, hey, what do you think about this? Let me bring on Claire. Claire, are you there?
Yes, I am, Al.
Talk to me about the skepticism that was going on in your mind when your husband called you up and said, I've become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited and I'm going to do this real estate investing thing.
Oh, I mean, I was on the same page as your wife, honestly. I thought, oh, gosh, what is he getting us into? There are so many other programs out there selling similar concepts, right? Education and real estate. And a lot of them are pyramid schemes. A lot of them are just buy all of this educational material and here you go, good luck. And I just was very, you know, worried that we were getting ourselves into a situation where we were just going to be wasting money. But like your wife, I said, okay, look, if you really believe in this and you want to pursue it, you can go ahead. You can pursue it. But I wasn't really interested in engaging with it myself at the time.
You were supportive. I mean, you love your husband and you're willing to, you know, take whatever knocks were going to come your way. But along the way, you had a change in mindset. What caused that change in mindset? What moved you away from the skepticism to where you're at now?
Well, I think seeing his results, he started with 2 single family houses, and that really proved the concept, right? The proof is in the pudding. And, you know, so the houses are fine. And, I mean, honestly, I think he probably made back his membership. Whatever he paid for his membership was made back and more by doing those houses, you know. So we were made whole again for sure. And now he started becoming interested in the multifamily side of things. And that's when we happened to be living in Houston, and that's where Lifestyles Unlimited's main office is based. And so I think just by meeting more people who were doing it, other families, other successful investors who followed the same map, really started to kind of remove some of the skepticism for me. But it wasn't until I took the plunge and bought a few houses myself that I really was like, okay, now I truly wholeheartedly believe in this program. So it was a very gradual thing for me.
You know what? Gradual is okay, because along the way, you changed your mindset. You decided that you were going to do something different than you were doing. And I'll tell you what, you've been doing very well. And when we come back from the break, we're going to get back inside the mind of Claire and find out, you know, how this real estate stuff has really changed her life. We'll be back right after this.
My friends, how many of you out there right now believe you have a plan? I followed the conventional plan for years, and then the conventional plan blew up in my face. I wonder how many of you can relate to that exact same thing. The real question is, how many of you have actually figured out how to turn that thing around and make it happen?
Do you have a plan? Lifestyles Unlimited has one for you. It's worked for countless others. Retire in 5 years or less. Come learn more. Join us for our live online workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
With the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. On Tell Al, we have Claire, and Claire is a Lifestyles Unlimited member. She's been a member since 2011, and she's had an incredible journey. Now, she, along with her husband, are invested in a lot of different real estate assets. But it's kind of interesting how they have sort of split apart the investing goals and objectives. In other words, her husband, Lee, he's focused more on multifamily. Claire, she likes the single family side. So, you know, it really boils down to what makes sense to you. And for their household, that division seems to make a lot of sense. Claire, can you tell me a little bit about the philosophy behind that and why you've separated the investments the way you have?
Yeah, I think very simple. I'm pretty strong-willed, independent person. And, you know, we saw a lot of husband and wife teams doing the multifamily. And I think we just realized that wasn't going to work for us. We needed to separate things out. I'm sure Lee would love to have me involved in the multifamily side, but I need to do my own thing. And so that's why I pursued single family. And he's awesome in that I can go to him with any questions I might have, and he's always, you know, willing to help me. But for our marriage, it's probably better to keep it separate, keep that division, where I do single family and he does multifamily.
Let me take you back in time a little bit, because, you know, I kind of went into this show, you know, because I know you and I know your experience and I know what you've done and I know your husband pretty well. And it dawned on me, everybody in the audience probably doesn't know you as well as I do. So let's go back to when you were growing up. Were you a product of go to school, get good grades so that you could get a good job? Was that the philosophy you were taught when you were raised?
Oh, definitely. I mean, but I was unique in that I knew from a pretty early age that I wanted to be a scientist. And so that was a goal I set early on and pursued through my education. And I mean, there were some detours along the way, but for the most part, I stuck to that, and I ended up getting a PhD in cell biology and doing cancer research for many years. So yes, the answer is yes. The basic answer is yes, Al. But I think I also really love science and wanted to pursue that, you know, no matter what. And I had a really hard time giving it up. But I love my children, and I had young children, and I really wanted to be involved. I think like most women, I really wanted to be in a big part of my children's lives, volunteer at their schools, take them to their activities and actually see them, you know, learning a new skill, like staying through the practice session to see them growing in a new skill. And so when I started to have kids, I became very discontent with my job as a scientist because it was so demanding. And even though I loved it, I love my children more. And I really wanted to have more flexibility, more freedom to pursue activities with them.
So along the way, you made a decision. You had to decide between your family and your work. And how did that work out? What was the outcome?
I had gradually started stepping away from being a scientist, doing actual bench research. When we moved to Houston, I would say we moved to Houston in 2012, and I think in 2014, I started to step away from the scientific world. And I ended up eventually quitting a very demanding job. And when I did that, I realized I didn't have a plan for what was next. I mean, now it was great. I had flexibility now that I was wanting. Our oldest was in kindergarten at the time, and so then I could go up to school and volunteer during the day and do those things, which I had been, you know, dying to do. But at the same time, this huge part of my identity was now gone, because I had spent years of my life to work as a scientist, to do breast cancer research. And so that was gone, and I was kind of left swaying in the wind, so to speak. And so it really, it was kind of a low point. I was pretty sad. And some period of time during that, Lee, you know, suggested, hey, why don't you try buying some single-family houses and learning what that is all about? And so I thought, okay, yeah, that will still give me flexibility. I can still, you know, be involved with the kids and their activities and volunteer at the school, but it will also give me something to focus on. And as a scientist, I was trained to problem solve, and that's really what real estate investing is all about. It's mitigating risk and solving problems. And so I thought, okay, I'll give it a try. So I attended Dell's 2-day, and, you know, the first day the second part of the first day, he focuses in on single family investing. And that was really all I needed to hear. And I was ready to jump in. And so I bought 6 houses within a 2-month time frame or something like that, and got to work on those.
Did you say 6 houses within a 2-month time frame?
Yep.
crazy. But talk about putting the accelerator down and going for it. I think you knocked it out of the park.
Yeah. I'm very, very type A. So I didn't really, I don't know, think about it. It was like, if it was a good deal, I jumped on it and pursued it. So, and some of them, some of them were surprises that I ended up getting them. There was competition for them. And so I don't think I really intended to end up with 6 all at once, but I did, and I worked through it.
So you sold one of them, obviously, and you still have 5 in your inventory?
At one point, I had up to 7. I bought 6 within the 2-month time frame, and then a period of time later, I bought a 7th. So I sold 2. and now I have 5.
It makes me wonder, what was holding you back?
I think just the, you know, again, spent my entire adult life working and training to become something specific. You know, being a scientist is a highly technical thing with specialized knowledge, and I didn't want to give that up.
I get that. I totally get that. I'll tell you what, Claire, we're going to a break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about the education process of real estate investing. We'll be back right after this.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
You know, I got to share something with you. My guest today, Claire, she is probably, if not the most, one of the most educated people I've ever had the opportunity to meet. She not only went to school and received and earned, I mean, you know, we earn degrees. We don't receive. We go and we actually earn those things. She earned an undergraduate degree. She earned a PhD. She earned multiple master's degrees along the way to achieving that PhD. Claire, in my opinion, is definitely an expert on the educational process. You know, having gone through multiple degree producing institutions and achieving those degrees and ultimately earning the prize is, well, to be honest with you, I got to give you a high five, Claire, for all that education. So when you come to a place like Lifestyles Unlimited, and we say that in our 16-hour financial freedom course, we can teach you everything you need to know literally from A to Z so that when you're done with that course, you can step out into the investing world and you can start investing in real estate. Am I on target or am I way off in left field?
No, you are definitely on target. Our 2-day financial freedom workshop does exactly what you just described. When you attend that 2-day, when you leave, you will have received a wealth of information about investing in real estate. And you should be able to go out and buy a single family home that fits our, what we call our bread and butter model, which is a 3-bedroom, 2-bath house that's not over 1,600 square feet or so. And it's really an incredible thing, you know, that we offer that and so many people can then go out and invest in real estate successfully. Beyond that, we have an incredible amount of classes on all sorts of topics related to real estate investing that you can delve further into. And what that does is it allows you to widen your range in terms of the types of properties that you might be interested in investing in because you are educated, right? Anytime you are interested in a particular area of business, you need to understand how that business works, and that's what Lifestyles does, is we offer education so that you are an informed investor, that you can make smart investment decisions that ultimately benefit your family.
How did mentoring factor into the equation for you?
Oh, when I was buying my single-family houses, I called a Lifestyles mentor all the time with random questions. So it was definitely a resource that I utilized. And I mean, it's really a wonderful thing that Lifestyles has single family mentors and multifamily mentors that our members can call up and say, hey, I have this issue going on. Because I mean, it seems like once you buy and rent out a property, now you're dealing with other human beings. And that's really the wild card in this whole thing, right, Al? I mean, you just never know what might happen. And so all kinds of different scenarios might pop up. And that's where the mentors are so helpful because guarantee you, they've seen it all. They are experts in either single family or multifamily investing, and they can help guide you if you're encountering a problem that you don't know the first clue about how to approach it. So I remember I had rented, this is one of the first houses I bought. I had rented it out. I was feeling great about myself. You know, I'd followed the lifestyles map and everything was wonderful. And then about a year later, the police called me and I found out that the guy that I had rented the house to was running like a group home out of it. That was something I had never thought would ever happen, you know, but I called up my mentor and she helped me figure out how to navigate that situation. And so it took the stress off.
So somebody entered into a rental contract with you and they proceeded to turn the property into a group home?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep.
How'd you navigate out of that?
I just delivered a notice to vacate because he was violating the lease. It was a lease violation.
It's just that simple.
It's just that simple.
So he moved out, but while this is going on, I mean, what was going through your mind? Because I'll tell you, when you just mentioned that to me, I have never, ever dealt with something like that. I would think that the first thing I would do is absolutely lose my mind over something like that.
I mean, I didn't lose my mind. I was upset, but I mean, you can only do what laid out in front of you, like what the law allows. And he was violating the law too, by doing this, by the way. I mean, that's why the police had contacted me. So I worked with the police there. He was a known offender for doing these types of things, and he wasn't doing it the right way. There are state regulations. You know, you can operate a group home, but it has to be done through the proper channels. I had the law on my side, and you just know that going forward, and I had a mentor to walk me through what the next steps were, and it all resolved. Once they were out, luckily, the house was in great shape. I didn't have to do a whole lot to it, and I got a new tenant in.
It reminds me of the fact that, you know, we do have those mentors available to us and that we can pick up the phone and we can call that mentor and say, what do you think about this? And of course, they're not emotionally involved with it. So they can give us just a clear piece of advice that makes perfect sense for the situation at hand.
Absolutely. Especially when you're facing a crisis like that and you can't think straight, that is the perfect time to call a mentor or one of our operations consultants. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's nice to have those folks on the team, is it not?
It's awesome.
Speaking of the team, what other folks do you have on your team? I know that, you know, you're not doing real estate by yourself. You've assembled a team of people to help you. What are some of the critical skill sets that you needed to bring onto your team?
Well, now that I live in Tennessee and all of my houses are still in Houston, it's really important for me to have a great team in place since I can't go to the properties myself even to put eyes on them. So I have a great handyman that I have a good relationship with. I have heating and air conditioning guy who services all of my air conditioning units and goes out to the houses if anything happens to break down. I have a plumber. I have a couple of different electricians that I call. I have an insurance guy. And a lot of these are all from the Lifestyles Unlimited vendor program. So that's another great thing about Lifestyles Unlimited is they have a whole host of vendors who understand a rental, residential real estate, and they understand the Lifestyles Unlimited business model. And so it just makes it very easy to work with them.
Now, there's the key word right there, easy. I mean, because real estate ultimately should be easy, and it is easy if you do it the Lifestyles way. We come back, more from Claire right after this.
Lifestyles Unlimited Executive Vice President, Business Consultant, and Successful Real Estate Investor Lynn Murrow on the critical difference between those who succeed and those who fail.
Whether you have a small business, whether you are running a division of a large corporation, whether you're a CEO of a Fortune 100 company listening to us right now, or whether you work for somebody else, you have an area of responsibility and you are presented with a novel challenge by a novel virus that's going on right now. And the key to all of that is keeping your head up and looking for opportunity when what you want to do is curl up in a ball and go to sleep. And that is the critical difference between people who succeed right now and people who fail.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our business and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Warning. Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. On today's show, I have Claire, and Claire is a very successful real estate investor. You know, I did a little calculating during the break. I determined I don't know somebody other than her who is as educated, has such a formal education. And, you know, I harp on that because we're all put into this fishbowl of our life, and we're all told go to school, get good grades, to get a good job, to get out into the workforce, that hopefully you can get some type of salary, and then you get retirement benefits or some type of retirement package that's a part of your salary package, you know, and you go through life thinking that that's the path that you should be following. But along the way, Claire decided she wanted to have a family. And along that lines, that family life took more of a priority for her, and it caused her to change some things along the way. And ultimately, she left doing the type of work that she had studied so hard to do because her priorities had changed. And, you know, that happens to all of us. All of us have a change of life, if you will. We get to a point in our life and we say, you know what, this isn't the path that I should be on. I should be maybe following a different path. And along the way, Claire found investing in real estate as one of the mechanisms that assisted her with that transition. So Claire, I got to ask the question. I mean, you told me earlier in the show, you went out and bought a bunch of houses right after going through the 2-day financial freedom seminar where we educated you on the proper way to do these things. What has the experience been with those properties for about 5 years you've owned them now?
Yep, 5 years.
What's the game plan with those properties? Are you going to continue to hold those properties? Are you looking to liquidate those properties? What does the future look like?
I think my goal now is to sell those properties and maybe do a 1031 exchange into a small IRO deal that Lee would operate. Since I am now working for Lifestyles Unlimited as the Vice President of Education and Member Services, I want to be able to give my full attention to that. Not that my job is very flexible and I'm still able to manage all of my single family investments, but I just think that what Dell teaches is true. After about 5 years of holding a house, it's time to sell and move on to something else. So that's what I would like to do. And in fact, I was going to do that starting in March of this year, but then the pandemic arrived and I figured it'd be better to hold on to those properties and ride this out. Let's see what happens and then put them on the market once things calm down.
So how have those properties performed for you over the past 5 years? I mean, have they appreciated? Have they, you know, obviously they're providing you cash flow. What kind of numbers are those properties returning for you as of present day?
Well, I won't get into specifics, but all of the properties have appreciated a lot. I mean, more than I had anticipated, which is amazing. It's great. And they've always cash flowed really well. Three of my properties, I think I cash flow $700 to $800 per property.
Wow.
They're all on the same street. And so not only do they cash flow that amount, but I've had huge gains in appreciation there as well. It's going to be time to sell those very soon. And then the other two properties I have, they're also great. They have more equity than cash flow. So I think they cash flow around $300 to $400 a month, but they have a lot of equity in them. So all of the investments have been profitable. I've never lost money. I've followed Dell's map, and it works. If you stick to the map, it absolutely works.
So it's proof positive. Not only, you know, are you making the cash flow, you're making money five different ways. You're getting the, you captured equity when you acquired the properties. Those properties have appreciated over time. You've had the benefit of principal pay down because every month you have to make that mortgage payment, and a portion of that payment goes towards reducing that principal. And of course, you've had, I'm sure, some pretty good tax advantages, have you not?
Yeah, that's Lee's wheelhouse.
I like how you said, I'm going to sell these properties, I'm going to buy a small apartment community, and then I'll let Lee manage it.
Well, that's his expertise. He's already set up to do all that, and he has that background and knowledge, and I don't. I mean, not that, I think operating it wouldn't be that much different from a single family, but then there's a whole other ball of wax of, depending on the size of the property, are there going to be employees, et cetera, et cetera. And I'll leave that to him.
Yeah, it makes more sense just you and I talking, to roll it into what he's already done so that you get the economies of scale for doing so.
Exactly.
What kind of IRO, well, when I say IRO, it's independent rental operator. So in other words, you're looking to buy a small apartment community as the owner operator yourself without any additional investors with you. What are you looking for? Are you looking for something maybe 12 units or above? You're looking for maybe something bigger? Is there a particular place you're looking for? What's driving you right now?
I think that we would love to own something here in Tennessee where we live, and the size, I guess it just depends on the price and what makes sense for us. We wouldn't want something as small as 12 units. We'd want something where it could sustain some staff, a leasing agent and a maintenance person. So I think slightly larger, 100 units, somewhere around in there. 75 to 100 units, I would think, and preferably in Tennessee or Kentucky, where Lee has other properties.
Okay, so basically keep the investments where they make sense for you, because you're living where it makes sense for you, too.
Right.
I think it's kind of interesting that you live in Tennessee, but all of your single-family properties are down here in Texas.
Well, I mean, when I got them, I was living in Houston, and we just recently moved to Tennessee. So we didn't have to sell them when we moved, because they were operating just fine. They had residents living in them and they were paying the rent, and I have a good team down there that can help me out if something happens at a house. If, say for example the hot water heater stops working or something, well, I can send out my plumber to figure out what's going on. So it's really just having good open lines of communication with your residents so that you know what's going on with the properties, but also with your team of people who can help you address any issues that might come up.
Yeah, I mean, that makes perfect sense to me. Let me switch gears on you a little bit, and let's talk a little bit about legacy. What is it about legacy that's important to you?
Ooh, that's a hard one.
I know, I hit you with a hard question. I'm sorry about that.
What's important about legacy to me? I want my kids to understand the value of hard work and what it means to be responsible for something and to have success in whatever they choose to do. Legacy also means, I think, to me, leaving something that my husband and I have built to our children so that they can go out and pursue their dreams, and I think Lee and I both hope that one of our children, we have three, that one of them will be interested in pursuing real estate. Maybe all three of them will. We want real estate to be something that allows them to pursue their passions. It's there and they can do it, and it can be their passion if they want it to be, but it can also help them go on and do whatever they might want to do, whether it's being a teacher or being one of my daughters loves Broadway, being on Broadway. Well, that's a really hard road to hoe, If you have real estate in your life, it can certainly make that possible.
Yeah, I'd agree with you 100% there. You know, it's the complete picture. Being able to transfer your assets to those that you love and care about when you're no longer here to operate them. Hey, Claire, I want to thank you so much for being on the show. I really appreciate your insight and your wisdom. And for those of you out there trying to figure out how to get started, go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.